it's now a few minutes after 12, and I know that people have got journeys to make and lunches to eat and things to do, so we're going to try and wrap up relatively quickly. In future weekends, we really hope to use this time to begin some kind of collective decision-making at the ends of weekends' agendas. Today, we really don't have that kind of work to do, but we thought we might give a little bit of time for questions that people had in the round and in the hole, or comments about this. I think it's also important that we kind of come together before we separate. It's a way of kind of coming and bringing a weekend together. Just on a kind of personal note, you know, I was a little nervous, a little anxious, a little uncertain when I came. And I must say that for me personally, it's been inspiring to be here with you. And so I thank you for the privilege of having the chance to work with the assembly. I want to say just a couple of things by way of announcements. We will have the text material and people's suggestions of PowerPoint presentations up on the web. We can make paper copies of those as well. You have paper copies of more or less the text we follow. If in terms of the evaluations, it seems to us that this kind of format seems to be working for you and about this kind of pitch and this kind of length and so on, we'll certainly have all this for you in advance, so you always have it a weekend or two ahead. You've got the first one for next weekend. The other two for next weekend will be on the web, and they'll be here on paper when you get here, if this looks like it's going to be the format that we can move ahead with. Let me say a little bit, and we will have, of course, reading suggestions and occasionally other little reading goodies in packages. Next weekend, we're going to do three things. We're going to talk about the parliamentary system, because you will have read in the mandate at the very top, we're told that we must produce a system that's compatible with the parliamentary system and the Constitution of Canada. That we can't make electoral system proposals that would somehow take us outside that framework. You know, that means we can't propose a system that would have a direct election of the premier. That's not how a parliamentary system works. So we need to be clear what the bounds are, what the limits are of the kind of mandate we're working in. So we're going to talk a little bit about that so we're clear as to how far we can go and where we can't go in terms of the kind of mandate we're given. I suppose we could make general recommendations, but our mandate is clearly for recommendations that could go to a referendum if the Assembly thinks that there's an appropriate recommendation. So we need to know what those bounds are, and we're going to start with that. The second thing we need to deal with is the whole problem of political parties. Because political parties are the instruments that really drive the electoral process, but they're also produced by election systems. And so it's a kind of a circular web in sorting that out and understanding parties and where they come from, what they do, what they don't do, what electoral systems can make them do and can't do, and is really important, because whenever we talk about electoral systems, we end up talking about political parties. And so we've got to kind of deal with those big institutions. In some sense, you know, political parties are really the public utilities of democracy. You know, the electoral system is the kind of infrastructure. You know, it's the power lines. But the parties are kind of like the power company that delivers the stuff. And so we need to think about that kind of public utility and what kind of things we want. And then the third thing we're going to do is say, okay, now let's get into this stuff, in the details, and say, now what other systems have we used in this province in the past? We haven't always used the system we have now. And how did it work, and what was it like, and what have other provinces done? You know, Canadians have not been wildly experimental with their electoral arrangements, but we have done a number of different things. Some we've adopted and then moved away from. And so there's been a fair amount of movement back. So let's try and kind of understand what we've done in the past, what seemed to work, why we did it, why we changed back, as a way of kind of understanding how some of those things work in our country, what our experience has been, so that we kind of inform decisions about, well, oh, if we're interested in this system, we actually did that here in BC 30 years ago, or, oh, we did this, and the Albertans did this 30 years ago, and like, there's got to be some lessons there. And that's a kind of a good way, I think, of getting into some of the kind of nitty-gritty stuff that we're going to have to, because we could actually see how the things worked and what some of the consequences were. So that's the kind of agenda, basically, for next weekend. So we thought we'd take a few minutes and give people a chance to ask questions or make comments if they like this morning. We don't want to take too long, I know, because people do have travel arrangements, and lunch is getting cold downstairs, I guess, and Jack has to make a number of important just final announcements. But we have a few minutes if people would like. You don't have to ask questions, but this is a time when we could do that. So, yes, Wendy.
Should we be bringing these name tags back with us?
Yes. Apparently you can't get fed without on a blue lanyard. They won't let you down there.
They're not going to give us another one when we come next time.
No, so I think, if you actually lose the tag, but you need the lanyard and the plastic bit. Getting fed's important on a weekend, so stick them in your bags and bring them back. Yes, Jim.
I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your speech, and it was very well read amongst us all, and thanks to the Citizens Assembly for having me, and I'm honored to be here.
Chuck.
I'd like to also thank all of the facilitators. They really helped us with our discussions, and without them it would have been much more difficult.
Yes, I'm sorry, my eyes are older than the distance between us.
Is it possible to get earphones to plug into somewhere in the system? I have a problem between my ears and my brain, and it's quite a long ways to go. And
the answer is yes.
Yes.
And we'll have that organized for next week, so people who want the kind of hearing thing, we'll have them. Douglas.
Ken, you've made quite a few references to the book that's included with our package. I want to suggest to all the members, and I think this has probably been brought up in your discussion groups, we have some homework to do. We have a lot of reading, and I think, do we focus on chapters 7 and 9, or should we just start at number 1?
I think starting at number 1 is a kind of general introduction, but 7 and 9 really talk about the kind of concerns we've had this weekend in a more detailed way. The core of the book are about the different families of systems, and we're going to spend the third and the fourth weekend in a fair amount of detail. So we'll be before weekend three, be assigning a couple of those chapters, and before weekend four, a couple of the others. So I think dancing through the first chapter and floating through 7 and 9 would be a good start. You know, we're going to come back to them. Like any book, the fourth time you read it, you get something different out of it. So, but that would be a useful place to start, I think. Yes. Oh, no name tag.
Oh, sorry. It's Ann Rushlow.
I know Ann.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the staff for such a wonderful and welcoming weekend. It's really set a wonderful tone for all of us. And just from the smiles on everybody's faces, I'm sure everybody's had a wonderful weekend, and it's just been a great experiment and experience. And the hotel staff also deserves a big thank you. So thank you very much.
Harley, he without a chair.
Yeah. I'd just like to thank the group. I think the buzz all weekend has been absolutely fabulous for such a tough topic to discuss. And I hope everybody keeps their enthusiasm as the weeks go on. And we talked earlier about celebrating our successes, and I think the weekend has been a great success.
Yes, Clara.
I just wanted to thank Kathy Stovanoff for all the travel arrangements. She's been really, really wonderful, and it's been great having her do all that work for me, because I'm a student and I'm having a hard time organizing finances as it is. That she got the plane ticket and made all the arrangements for me. That was wonderful of her.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Sam had his hand up. Someone said yes.
I just want to know if maybe next week we could start off by singing our national anthem.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I think you've got 159 seconders. Wolf?
I like to put a special thanks out to Susanna Haas, because she led me through the computer just like nothing, and was very patient. She has a big patience. Thank you very much, Susanna.
Here's Kathy. Kathy, come and wave at people, because they've just been waving their hands at each other for you. Yes. Mary.
Thank you. I'd just like to say a special thank you to the staff here of this wonderful establishment. They've gone over and above, and I know for myself I have some sensitivities to some of the food, and I'll tell you, I couldn't believe the service I got. So I would like to express my thanks to the staff here. So if you'd pass that on for me, I'd appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. It's all making me a little nervous about whether we can maintain such a high standard. You're really putting the pressure on, Vicki.
Yes, on the note of the fact that we have a lot of homework to do when we go home, it also brings to my attention that the difference in your attitude when you go home towards the people and the issues that are in your own communities, because now you're standing in a position where you're not just a citizen, you're a citizen who can actually make a difference. And, you know, think about different issues in your community and try and get the word out to the people of how exciting this is now that you've seen it and you know that it you can make a difference. So.
Thank you, Vic. Yes.
Oh, it's on now. Because a lot of people are saying thank yous and everything else, and because I have special needs, I would also like to thank the staff for helping me and being so willing to help me and provide me with the information that I require. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks.
It's Susan.
Susan. I get closer, I can see the name.
I was just going to give some feedback that Susan. Last night when I went to get my car.
A different Susan.
Oh.
Oh, it's a Susan behind you. We got two of each. You go first, Susan Petrie, and then we'll have the other Susan.
Okay. I had my hand up before. That's why I thought you were choosing me.
I was looking right behind you. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Anyway, last night when I was getting my car, the valet that was standing around asked me unlimited questions about what we were doing and what we were accomplishing. So I think these people have more of a vested interest in us than just presenting food. And I quite appreciate what they've done, too.
And Susan.
I guess I'm Susan number two.
Yes.
I just wanted to... I think it was Vicki who just talked a minute ago, and I think we're all very proud to be in this position. And when we go back to our areas, especially in some of the outlying areas, I'm from Surrey, so is there a way of getting it into all the local papers, the website? Like, not just in the Vancouver Sun or the province, but say in the Prince George paper and any other papers throughout BC, the website, so they can put in their input.
Well, we have really two wonderful people, Marilyn Jacobson and Don McLaughlin, working on that. And in fact, the publicity the Assembly has had up till now has been incredible, and I think it's only going to build. You know, it's some of the only good news in the province in the last couple of months, right? And people want good news, and they want to hear about this. And so I think Vicki's right that the more that as members can talk to their neighbors and get the word out, you know, we've got a year in which we're going to work on this, and this is going to build. You know, if we've started well, we got lots of time to build this and to build a kind of very exciting exercise. Anyway, yes, one more.
Do you have something prepared that I can take back to? We have weekly papers, two weekly papers, and I'd like to make some sort of a report to our people. Is there anything ready for that? Nice and brief, and maybe.
No, there isn't, but let's work on something.
Okay, let's get something going.
Okay, and Chuck will give Chuck the last word, and then Mary, and then we'll hear from the chairman.
On behalf of the Citizens Assembly, I would really like to take this opportunity to thank you for such an informative discussion on the systems and things that we learned over these 2 days. And I would also like to thank Jack for having us.
I just wanted to follow up on the media situation there as well. I wanted to make sure that the news gets out in Prince George and area as to what's going on. I don't know if they know the assembly's on this weekend. I don't know if it was covered by CKPG or if it was picked up. I know CBC was here and BCTV had introduced a few people last night, and of course they had it all wrong. But Jack's name is out there. But I would like to make sure that something comes out in that area. So if I can be of assistance, just call me. But, you know, if we can get something out there, it would be great.
Great. And I think as we develop, all members will become ambassadors for the Assembly and for the collective work we do together. Okay, on that note, as they say on the television, here's Jack.
Well, many members of the Assembly thank Ken for his excellent, very clear presentation. And I would just like to add my comments to that, because all my colleagues said, boy, wasn't Ken great. And we're very proud of him, and Ken, we did just a great job. I got a few announcements that are very minor in a way, but things that are fetuous, and we try to do something about them. One was mentioned, the sound system at the back. We hear at the back row is not very good. And Chris, Steve, we're going to work on that for the next time, right? And there are a couple of people in the audience who have indicated that there's been a little bit more perfume in some rooms than they would really like. We'd really like to encourage you not to wear perfume or cologne when you come to these meetings. There's one person in particular that's just quite allergic to any perfume. We've had a couple of comments today, so if you can, just leave that at home. Some members have indicated that they're not getting the members' newsletters. There's two newsletters just to members, not to the public as a whole, but just to new members, and some people have not received them. Maybe their computer system's too old or whatever. If you are a member and haven't received through your email two newsletters, then do get in touch with Marilyn Jacobson. She will make sure that to help you, that you will get it through your computer, or she'll mail it to you, because there is some pretty important kind of information just for members on those newsletters. Expense forms. You may think you have no expenses, so you're not going to pick one up. Indeed, you have to pick one up if you want to be paid your $150 a day. You actually have to claim that. So if you haven't picked up your expense form, you do it at the desk. Lastly, the facilitators, we're going to have a meeting at 1:30 this afternoon. That has been changed to 1 o'clock in room 320. And last comment I'll make, and very brief, I was asked by the CBC reporter yesterday, how would you judge if this weekend was a success? And I said, I would judge this weekend a success if I had that really strong feeling in my bones that the members started to work together, started a jail, they liked each other, they were learning together, and I can tell you that my instincts are, what I have right now, my are far surpassed my expectations. And so my thanks to you members. Thank you all.